All right. This episode, we have Angela Strand from Northwest Healthy Mama. She's going to talk about her blog and just how cool her website is. She is doing an awesome job at inspiring people to get outside. Follow along in the show notes at CascadeHikerPodcast.com. This is the Cascade Hiker Podcast. You're going to find out all the aspects of hiking in our beautiful Pacific Northwest woods.
I'm a country boy with a soft side. My heart wanders up north to the hillside. And I've never met anyone quite as beautiful as you.
Check us out over at CascadeHikerPodcast.com. That's right, CascadeHikerPodcast.com. That's where you're going to find all the show notes and links right there.
Enigmatic like that of the cosmos. Never held your hand, but of course.
I want to thank Whiskey Fever for letting me use that awesome track there. That was Tall Grass off their album, Gonna Wake Up This Whole Town. Find them at ReverbNation.com/Whiskey Fever. They're from Cedro Woolley. Go check them out. I'm your host, Rudy Getzik. I put this podcast together to inspire you to get out on the trail. Are you putting in 2-mile hikes, 5-mile hikes? You sitting on the couch? Have you even gone on a backpacking trip yet? I'm going to introduce you to some folks that have done that and a whole lot more. So without further ado, here is the Cascade Hiker Podcast. All right, next guest on the Cascade Hiker Podcast. What's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Angela Strand, and I'm from north, up about an hour past Seattle.
Cool. All right. Well, I found you quite a while ago online, and you brought a blog and have a website called Northwest Healthy Mama. What's that all about?
Yes. Northwest Healthy Mama was started last summer, and it's kind of a place where we talk about hiking, food for thriving, enjoying motherhood, gardening, just living well in all aspects of our life. And it has been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, that's really cool. I kind of feel like a funny guy on there.
guys are welcome too.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a few guys that have liked your social media stuff. So
yeah, it's really fun. We've been having a good time with it, and it's been really neat to have a bunch of guest posts and be able to pull in people from around the area.
Yeah. Now when you have guest posts, on your website, where are they typically from?
Oh man, they're from everywhere. We've had some girls from Bellingham and then south of Seattle. It's been a lot of Washington, but I would like to pull in some more Oregon. And of course, like Alaska really fascinates me. So it'd be really neat to be able to pull in some of those girls too. But I think since I'm from Washington, it's just been more natural to pull those ladies in.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of topics do you normally cover?
Well, we try to cover a wide variety. So we've had different ladies share about their favorite hikes. And then some ladies have shared gardening tips, especially if they have like a small farm or a flower farm, they share how they started that. Other ladies have shared how they enjoy mothering or what they enjoy doing with their kids and like vacation spots around the state. It's just been like a really fun variety of just like Pacific Northwest living.
Yeah, I really like a few of your articles that you posted. Like you mentioned, the driving around the Olympic National Park, I think was one of them. That was really cool.
Yeah, doesn't it make you want to go do it? I'm reading these posts and I'm like putting them on the blog and saying, oh my gosh, I want to go do this too.
Yeah, actually, we had already planned on an Olympic Coast tour this summer, so it was kind of cool to read that.
Oh, good. That makes me happy. You'll have to tell me how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. So as far as the hiking goes, that was kind of, I think, how I found you first was I saw one of your posts from last summer going out with your boys. You guys do that quite a bit?
Yeah, we try to go out hiking as a family as often as we can. The kids are kind of getting into that age where they have sports and stuff, so we can't go out every weekend. But I also have a group a hiking group with my sister where it's just ladies, and we go once a month, and we've been doing that for, gosh, our last hike was our 20th hike. So we've gone 20 months in a row and everybody just has so much fun. So we're going out hiking at least a couple times a month. It's either a ladies hike or family hikes, and it's been a really good time.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's always nice to find those people who have the same niche as you, the same passions.
For sure.
Are you guys typically in that same area then, north of Seattle, or do you guys branch out to some other areas?
Yeah, we're usually north of Seattle. We do, man, we've done like Oyster Dome and Pilcheck and Heather Lake. And so off of the Mountain Loop Highway, this weekend we're going down more towards the Seattle area because we have a couple of ladies that are down south and we want to be able to include them. But typically we're up in this area. There's a lot of hikes that we like up here and it's kind of crazy. I didn't realize how many there are until we started doing it. And then now I'm like, wow, this is just an endless place to, it's a good place to live and we can just keep on doing this and finding new hikes all the time.
Yeah, you could hike for a lot more months, and that
Yeah.
was, you know, it's funny doing this, and I kind of feel like I'm repeating myself sometimes, but that it seems like most people, even that are from down south, love the trails up north more. Highway 20, Mount
Oh, yeah.
Baker, all those hikes.
They do. And they're coming up here and saying, oh, we drove 3 or 4 hours. And I feel kind of blessed that I didn't really have to drive that far.
Yeah,
So,
that's great.
yeah,
Well,
it's
I know,
nice.
and then if, you know, for us that live up kind of more north, because I live up north too, you know, to drive down to that area just to have find trails that are just overrun with people, it doesn't really sound like that much
No,
fun either,
it's
so.
every time I go down south, I appreciate the things you can do, and I'm just so happy to come back home.
Exactly. That's cool. So with your family kind of being a little bit more tied down, what are some of the kids' hikes that you like to go on?
Well, we've really enjoyed Boulder River Falls, and then we've enjoyed out by Anacortes, they have the Whistle Lake trails. And then Camino Island, they have trails. So we're trying to, it's usually still like only a couple miles because our kids are 7, 5, and 2, and we actually want them to have fun and not to, not just, you know, we don't want them to like hate hiking. So we usually do the smaller ones like Padilla Bay. They have a few trails out there that are beautiful. And Squires Lake up by Bellingham, that trail is amazing. It's beautiful. And I really enjoyed it and it was a good length for my kids. I think it was only 2.5 miles. And so they also had a really good time.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I know, I think when we first kind of connected, you had sent me some pictures from Maple Pass Loop.
Yes.
That
I love that hike.
actually inspired me to go up, so I finally did make it up this year.
Oh, good. When did you
Yeah.
go?
It was late, so the trees were turning. It was like I think it was in October even.
Okay.
So
Yeah, I love it up there. I think we went in October or maybe it was September and it's just beautiful.
yeah, honestly, just I can't even believe I hadn't done that trail before. It's just
Yeah, isn't it
crazy.
crazy? I feel like why is everyone not up here? It's just, I was up there thinking, this is where everybody should be because it's amazing. Everyone should be experiencing this.
Yeah. Well, you know, like with what you guys are doing with the website, what you're doing there, you can't talk people into doing it. They have to want to do it.
Exactly. And some people don't want to go out and possibly get dirty or maybe have some rain or whatever. So you just got to have fun and do your thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, cool. So when you guys do go out, I know it's kind of a big topic. What do you guys normally pack for food? Because that's kind of a big thing. Some people, they want to just take what they have left over from dinner the night before. Do you guys have a certain item you guys usually take the kids with?
Oh, this is a good question. Yeah, we've actually had a lot of fun on our ladies' hikes because we started this thing where somebody often brings a thermos of coffee because we're all big coffee drinkers. And then another gal will bring like some sort of dark chocolate or something. I often am bringing soup. And this is more like winter hiking. So we've done a lot of hikes in the rain. And then whenever we get to a good lunch spot, we'll stop and have our coffee and our chocolate and our hot food during the summer. Just, you know, sandwiches, leftovers, easy stuff. But it is kind of fun to bring something that's special. I really always want to hike with something that has a lot of protein and some good nutrients so that I have energy on the trail and not just like a lot of sugar that'll make me have those highs and lows.
Well, reading a lot of your stuff, I would assume you're not eating a lot of sugar to begin with,
Well, I
or at
was
least
eating
trying
dark
not to.
chocolate before our call. I said, okay, I'm going to have a half a glass of wine and dark chocolate, and then I'll do my Skype
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's great. What about the kids? Do they have a certain thing that they like to eat on the trail?
They just like good snacks. They don't really have a favorite. They're normal kids where they enjoy peanut butter and jam sandwiches, you know, string cheese, granola bars, cookies, anything that'll keep them going.
That's good.
I should probably start packing some sort of like little candies or something. I've heard of a lot of moms that every quarter mile or something, they'll like give them a couple chocolate chips or something to keep them going. And it's kind of a fun idea. So I might start doing something like that.
Well, if you start stretching the miles out more, that might be a good idea. But it sounds like they're pretty comfortable with what you're doing already. So,
yeah, they enjoy it so far. And so I think that that's winning as long as they're having a good time.
Well, what got you in hiking?
Well, I grew up in Eastern Washington. We lived on 11 acres by the river. My parents had built a big log house. And so we were outside all the time. We didn't have a TV. We had a big garden. And just growing up, spending a lot of time outside, it was just sort of a natural fit when I became an adult to want to be outside more. So combined with wanting to be active, hiking, active, being with family, being with friends, and then enjoying this beautiful area, it just all fits together for me. And so I just love it. And it's really, it's just like a good combination of enjoying where we live and being able to get some good exercise and see the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, what about, do you remember like your first hike?
I'm trying to think. I don't really think that I know for sure. Before we had kids, we got a little dog and she was kind of like our child at the time. And so we would take her hiking and that was out in the Anacortes area. I think we were going around Mount Erie. And I don't remember my first big hike. I know that when I was about 6 months postpartum with my third child, I was starting to kind of have like a little bit of depression and stuff. And my sister said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to go on adventures with friends. And she's like, okay. So we started a hiking group. And that's when I actually started really hiking on a regular basis. And it was like this desire to get outside and be with my friends and challenge myself physically and get that fresh air. I think we all need it. It makes us happy. And it just has been, it's been really fun.
Yeah, that's such a great decision.
Yeah, I think a lot of people need it. They don't really realize it, but we need to be outside and we need to have exercise and it makes us happier people.
Well, you know, we recently took a trip down to Disneyland and that's like the anti- you know, all these people. And honestly, it took me probably a couple of days. And you know, I should have just gotten home and gone riding on a hike because it took me probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 days to just come down from this buzz. Just, you know, all these people and just the crowds. It was just crazy.
Yeah, that does sound crazy. And it's fun, but then you also need to have that time outside and experience the world. And it's just beautiful and it's relaxing. And there's even something about the smell of the trees. I feel like all that oxygen out there is just so good for me. And I come back feeling like I'm a stronger, healthier person.
You sound like the kind of person that's not, you mentioned you went on some rainy hikes and stuff. I mean, sometimes those are the best ones.
Yeah. It's really funny because a lot of girls are like, well, what are you going to do if it's raining on Sunday? And we're like, well, we're going to put on our rain jackets and we're going to go have fun. And we always do. And sometimes we get wet, but you just bring a change of clothes and it's just always a really good time. I haven't regretted a rainy hike yet.
No, yeah, it's a good time to go.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been kind of just getting started with some of your, you know, like within the last 20 months or so, have you had a moment on the trail that you felt really scared or?
No, I haven't. Thankfully, I think that before hikes, I always tend to get a little bit in my head and think, what if this happens or what if that happens? And it's this conscious decision to be smart and make wise choices, but to also live your life. And so I haven't had something scary happen on the trail. It's more for me just the struggle of having myself go out and do it and realize that this is an okay thing for me to do. And I am going with a group of people and it's good for me. And I don't want to just like stay home because I could possibly be scared.
Yeah, that's a great answer. What about anything funny? If you ran into anything, just cracked you guys up.
Oh, yeah. This might not be so funny, but have you done the Oyster Dome hike?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know where you park? You kind of park along the Chuckanut Drive.
Yeah, you basically park in the no parking zone.
Exactly. Yeah. So I parked in the no parking zone and I thought that I did a really good job and everything. We did Oyster Dome. It was August. It was super hot. We conquered it. We were like, okay, this is awesome. Let's go back to our car. We're going to go to Snowcoast and get ice cream. And we got back and we looked around and our car was gone. And apparently, one of my tires was slightly over the white line. And so our car got towed.
No.
And that's not really very funny, but it was sad and it was expensive.
Did you think it was stolen?
Yeah, for a second we did. And then we happened to call 911 and they said, yeah, there were a whole bunch of cars that were parked along that road there and they all got towed and yours was one of them. And so one of my girlfriends, her husband was kind of in the area and he gave us a ride to go get it picked up. So if you ever do the Oyster Dome hike again, just park very carefully. It's important. You don't want your car to get towed.
No, yeah, that would be horrible after that extraneous hike.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Wow. So when you do go out with your backpack, you know, when you're hiking with your friends and stuff, what do you normally carry in your backpack other than, you know, like we talked about the food?
Yeah, I always have sunglasses with me. I have a water filter, like a water bottle that has an emergency filter on it. Toilet paper, hand sanitizer. I have my favorite chapstick, lotion, hair ties. So I have those things. And then, of course, like food and water, and if needed, layers for extra clothing. Just to kind of depends on the time of year.
That's good. Yeah. And you mentioned coffee. Do you have a favorite coffee?
Oh, I'm really partial to Woods coffee, but in general, I just like coffee. So I'm not one of those people who's super picky.
Cool.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I normally don't eat, drink coffee on the trail at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you mentioned the thermos. I was actually kind of curious about that. So you guys are actually packing a full thermos with coffee up there?
Yeah, it makes your pack really heavy.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, wow. I've never done that.
Yeah, but of course, we're not like backpacking or anything, so it's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah, well, and yeah, you don't have like, yeah, like you say, you don't have the tent and all, you know, if you just have the items you listed, then you're not really adding that much weight.
Exactly. Yeah.
What about, does anything scare you out there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that but most people that are out hiking have a little bit of fear of something. For me as a woman, I just tend to be in our societies a little bit nervous of people that might not be in their right mind or might be dangerous. I think people scare me more than animals or nature. Of course, when I'm out with a bunch of ladies, we're usually not very quiet, so I'm not very scared of like bears or anything because I feel like we make enough noise that they would hopefully hear us coming and just kind of go their own way. But yeah, once in a I think about people that could be out there that might not be safe, and that makes me nervous sometimes.
So maybe the same thing that's detracting the bears might be attracting something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I can't imagine up on Maple Pass Loop there'd be too many people you'd be too worried about,
No, Maple
though.
Pass. Oh, people up there were amazing. There were people, like, there was a lot of people, but everybody is super kind and really considerate on the trail and just some really nice people. I found in general that hikers are really great people.
Yeah, they're
And
awesome.
it's a really cool thing because they're kind and they're usually looking out for each other.
That's good. Yeah, but you know, like you said, you mentioned some of the lake, like Squire Lake and even Oyster Dome. You know, if you're close to town, you can run into some sketchy people sometimes.
Yeah, and I know some people don't mind going out and hiking by themselves, and that's like something that they're okay with, and I think that that's cool. But for me, I like hiking in a group because it makes me feel a little bit safer that way.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
What about future hiking goals? Do you have anything crazy that you're thinking about, or are you trying to just keep sane?
I think right now with small kids, I can't have any goals that are too big. I would like to do some backpacking trips for like a night or two of camping. It sounds really fun. Either with girlfriends or with my husband, I would really enjoy that. And as our kids get older and they can do more mileage in the future, it'd be really fun to be able to do something like that with them.
Yeah, it'd be good. Have you eyeballed anything, or have you?
Everybody wants to do the enchantments if they haven't. So I'd have to say that I would like to do that as well. We did Kolchak Lake last year, and that was like a tiny taste of what the enchantments would be like. And once we reached that lake and it was so just like turquoise, I thought, oh, I just want to keep going. I want to see the rest of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you got to apply for
I
the
know.
permits. But like you said, you also have to be ready for it too, so.
Exactly. And I didn't do that this year, so maybe next year.
Well, I put in for it. We'll see what happens.
Hey, that'd be cool.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So, with your website and some of the blogs you write and stuff, what do you do for photography?
Yeah, I have a Nikon D3100 and I really enjoy it. I think a lot of people have run into like just having their iPhone with them all the time, especially if I'm hiking and it's going to be rainy. I don't want to get my nice camera wet. But one of my goals is to start pulling out my big camera more often and using it for pictures because it does take a lot better pictures and it is a lot of fun to use it. So, yeah.
Well, especially if you got your kids and your family there, because like your husband and stuff, because those are things you maybe eventually you might want to blow up or something, so.
Yeah, exactly. It does take good pictures and it's fun to be able to learn the different settings on it and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I remember some of the first pictures I took a couple cell phones back, and my wife took them in to get them blown up, and they just looked horrible.
Oh, I know, isn't it sad? On your phone, it looks good, and then the resolution is just terrible.
Yeah, you don't think about it until you actually try without the knowledge, because I certainly didn't know either.
Yeah.
What about your website itself? What's a domain? How do people look you up?
Yeah, it's northwesthealthymama.com. So it's NW Healthy Mama, MAMA.com. And then same on Facebook. And then we're really active on Instagram and we're on Twitter as well. And on Instagram, it's kind of a fun community because a lot of people use the Northwest Healthy Mama hashtag if they're out doing hikes or just doing things active with their family. And then we feature their pictures and it's kind of fun to see what people are doing around the area.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, gives us good hiking ideas.
I really got to get into I have it set up, but I just really don't know anything about
Oh,
it.
Instagram?
Yeah.
You need to do it. It's amazing. Yeah, it's like a whole new world. You will love it.
That's cool. I'll look into
Mm-hmm.
it. It's the time of the podcast that we ask our guests some questions. They don't know these questions, they've never heard them before, so let's see what they have to answer. But first, let's talk about Cascade Hiker hats and bumper stickers. Go to cascadehikerpodcast.com. Check out the hats and bumper stickers. Support the podcast. You can also donate. There's a donate button on each of our show notes. Go there, find pictures of our guests. Now enjoy the rest of the show. So when you go hiking, what's the one thing that you can't leave at home? What's your favorite piece of thing that you take when you're hiking?
I would probably have to say, Well, you really want hand sanitizer because of the bathrooms right there, or chapstick, or my phone. Oh, that's a hard question. Can I choose those three things?
Yeah. It sounds
Okay.
like you take them every time anyway, but
I
yeah.
do.
No, yeah. And it's funny because everybody just kind of throws off the chapstick like it's no big deal, but it really is. Even though it is one of the quote unquote essentials, in certain areas, it's definitely essential for sure.
Yeah, and you could use it for like if your hands were not feeling good or something. Yeah.
Well, this question is kind of more for the backpacking question, but do you ever take alcohol hiking?
I have not, but I plan to because we went on the Goat Lake hike last summer and it was so beautiful that when we got to the destination, we said, you know, next summer we're coming back and we're bringing up floaties that we can blow up here. And we're bringing some wine, and we are going to stay for the day, and we are going to float and drink wine and enjoy this. And so I haven't brought alcohol, but I definitely plan to do that in the future.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
It does sound really fun, doesn't it? I was like, this is too great to leave. We need to stay. We need to stay here for a while.
That lake is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible.
So you said you brought bring a filter with you when you go hiking?
Yes, I haven't actually used it, but I have it with me all the time. It's just always in my backpack.
Explain that to me. You said it's on the bottle. What is that?
I need to grab it here. It is called a Life Straw, and it's this water bottle where you can put water in it from like a creek or a lake or whatever, and then you can drink it. And they use it in foreign countries to be able to filter water as well. So it has some sort of like a filter that makes the water purified and safe for you.
Nice, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I feel like it's a good thing to carry just for emergency purposes.
That's
So
good.
yeah, I just always keep it in my backpack.
Yeah, it's probably completely lightweight, and why
Oh
not?
yeah, it doesn't really weigh anything.
Nice. Do you carry any kind of spray or firearm? Yeah, I mean I don't, but it's not, I don't, yeah, that question is kind of in there because I think some people just don't know whether to or not to, so.
Think it's one of those things where everybody has really big mixed opinions. And I think whatever you do, you just have to do what you're comfortable with.
Have you ever hiked with trekking poles?
Yes, I have. The last time I did Oyster Dome, it was very snowy and slippery, and so I used those, and I could not have done it without them. It was very slippery. It was like a skating rink. That was a couple months ago, so that's not current.
No, yeah, but that's you've done it. So did you borrow those then?
Yeah, my friend had them with her, and they really helped a lot.
What type of footwear do you hike in?
Oh, I have some hiking boots from REI, and I wish I had the name of them with me. They're amazing. And when I first saw them, I didn't love them because they're not this like the super cute kind of boots that I would normally like. But they come up a little bit, and they have really great ankle support. And my feet have just never been sore since I've had them. I've had them for probably about 2 years now, and they are incredible.
Nice. And your kids, when you take them hiking, they just wear their normal tennis shoes.
Yeah. My son had some hiking boots that he just outgrew, which was sad. So we need to get him some new ones. Just he thought that they were kind of fun, but they usually would just wear tennis shoes. And my daughter, who's two, I often still wear her on my back for part of it. It's kind of good training for, so she's 35 pounds, I guess. So having her on my back is heavier than my backpack. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it. I do, yeah. Do you have any hiking books or any kind of books about nature in general that you like or you refer to people?
Yeah, I have the Day Hike series, and I really like those books. They kind of break it down by the level and how far away, like the directions, how to get there, and also how rewarding the hike is. So they kind of have like a star system on the different, like the difficulty and everything, and really great pictures and good directions. So I really enjoy those hikes or those books. And of course, like Washington Trail Association, that's just a great website. That's probably the website that I use the most for finding hikes.
For sure. Well, you seem
Yeah.
like maybe you might, if you're writing a lot of content, then maybe you're out there also reading a lot of content. Do you have any other books that maybe aren't, maybe just more nature-based books that you like or?
I read Wild. Of course, I really enjoyed that book a lot about the Pacific Crest Trail, and kind of made me want to do that someday, maybe.
Nice.
And then I enjoy everybody's posts on the Washington Hikers and Climbers page on Facebook. Just really fun to see what those people are doing. And some of those people are out hiking multiple times a week. So I have a lot of respect for them, and they really know what they're doing in this area. As far as other books, I don't really have any, but I would definitely like to be reading more of those books.
Cool, yeah. If you could choose one person to hike with, maybe you have never hiked with them before, maybe you have, alive or not, who would you choose and why?
Oh my goodness, that's a good question. I would have to choose my sister, and it kind of makes me feel emotional talking about it because she's the one that started the hiking group with me, and she's just really fun. And I know that's like there's so many amazing people in the world that you could hike with, so many, but she's also my best friend, and we just really get each other, and we have a really good time together. So yeah, I would choose her.
That's awesome that you live close enough too that you can do that.
Yeah, we do. We have a really good time. Our kids are all the same ages, and our husbands are both supportive of us going out hiking every month, and it's been really fun.
That's great. Last question. Do you listen to any hiking podcasts?
No, not so much besides yours, but I probably should.
Well, I appreciate you listening to mine. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you listen to podcasts at all?
I do. I listen to podcasts when I'm working out. I try to go to the gym a couple times a week, and I often am listening when I'm there.
What do you listen to?
I listen to like Brené Brown or the gal who wrote Big Magic, Elizabeth Gilbert, kind of like self-improvement type writing podcast. I listen to, I think, what is her name? Charlene something. She's a life coach lady, and she talks a lot about business, and I like to listen to that stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, it's good to put that out there because, you know, I think some people that might fall into a podcast here or there, but they don't really understand what other kind of content's out there. So it's kind of nice to get that, you know, variety.
Oh, there's so much to listen to. It's just crazy. Once your eyes are open to it, so many great ones. And I feel like time on the treadmill or folding laundry or doing dishes, anything like that, if you can be listening to stuff and then you can really enjoy what you're doing a lot more. It's really fun. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I plugged it on here a few times before, but you might check out Trailside Radio, Ratatouille, especially since you mentioned the Pacific Crest Trail. He hiked the trail last year, and he's hiking it again this year. It's all interviews from the trail, so get some pretty interesting people on there. So.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I will definitely listen to that.
Well, cool. Hey, thanks for coming on the Cascade Hiker Podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
If you're on iTunes, make sure to subscribe. Also, leave me a review. That really helps out. Yeah, maybe 5 stars. I'm going to read one of those reviews right now. Okay, Rhonda Renee G. I am new to hiking. This podcast has given me inspiration as well as information. My backpack items have changed a lot since hearing the different items that guests of the show carry. I have also discovered some great hike ideas from listening. 5-star review. Thanks, Rhonda Renee G. Thanks a lot for listening to the show. Go on back to CascadeHikerPodcast.com. Check out the show notes there and leave me a comment. Let me know how things are going. You can also leave a comment with a question for one of the guests. Maybe I can get them back on for a quick, answer your question for you. And if you don't feel like leaving a comment, then send me an email. ibighiker@gmail.com. That's ibighiker@gmail.com. Give my Facebook page a like, North Cascade Hiker. Also, contact me on Twitter @N_CascadeHiking. That's N_CascadeHiking. I'm trying to give you guys multiple ways to get a hold of me. Give me some ideas for guests or show ideas. So thanks again for listening to the show. Now, here's a little bit more of that Whiskey Fever track, Tall Grass.
See her laying down in the tall grass, playing mandolin in a white dress. I come running when I hear that song. It can